I'm gonna beat the shit out of you. This is the one and only time I'm gonna get in trouble for domestic abuse.
I thought it was a good intro.
Yeah, you.
It's kind of hard to do that when you don't have.
Stop it! Stop it!
Well,
I think we're all testy, mostly because, Josh, why are we testy?
They're married.
No. That's
we're
one of the reasons.
Because there is no sugary fluffies.
Dunkin' Donuts ran out of donuts. What the hell?
Yes.
How does that even happen?
Dunkin' Donuts let us down. They fail. They get a big F.
I don't know how that happens.
All they had was bagels. That's all they had.
They're not even a bakery. It's mostly for donuts.
This is the best meal.
Doesn't make any sense.
Well,
I think that if, you know, your name is Dunkin' Donuts,
you should have some fucking donuts.
If donuts is your game changer, you think that just maybe you'd sell some damn donuts. I mean, just putting it out there. It's like having a car wash with no water. Doesn't make
or
sense.
No soap.
Well, this is Before There Are Monkeys podcast, and this is me, Coda.
My name's Josh, and I'd like to take the time to thank our producer for being here today. Keep us on track. And this Lamborghini is freaking hilarious.
Is it the one that's racing the rat rod?
Nope.
Oh, I saw the little thumbnail, the rat rod one.
I'm Amy. I'm the producer. And did you just say that on the tape so you don't have to have ever say it again? You can just replay it.
Exactly. Like, that way we can just go,
I gave you credit in front of everybody else so they can hear how to do everything.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it. So soft.
Because... There's that lost episode that no one ever listened to that shows what happens when we don't have Amy here.
There's a couple of those. The first one in like the Once Upon a Time in 60.
Those were bad. Those were bad. Well, speaking of Amy's influence.
I still owe Matt something. I still owe Matt revenge.
What?
I still owe Matt revenge. From the Lemons.
From the Lemons?
First podcast.
What do you do with Lemons?
I don't understand.
The website.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. That was bad.
Okay.
But speaking of Amy's influence, recently I've started a somewhat vegetarian diet. I'm not a strict vegetarian. I still eat chicken, beef, pork, most animals.
He gets one free day. I decided that we should start eating healthy foods, and that we should eat strictly vegetarian foods, but he gets one free day because, let's just face it, he's a carnivore, and that's the only way I could get him to become quasi-vegetarian.
It's like smoking. You can't just go cold turkey. I'll just like go into like a shock and just be in the corner, like rub myself. Oh God, someone needs to get me a chicken sandwich. I'm going to die here.
I think I kind of say that's actually really good, because going vegetarian is like completely hard. Like yeah. Daniel's doing Weight Watchers right now, and I tried to keep up with it at first. I couldn't do it. I hate salad. I'm sorry.
Well, see, like, I used to be at the point where I couldn't... Like, when I was a kid, growing up, I rarely ate veggies. I rarely ate fruit.
We remember.
See, that's the problem with most kids nowadays, is, like, their parents just do not enforce...
That and freaking electronics.
Don't throw electronics into this. Don't even start that conversation.
But seriously, if you don't...
Start a war.
If you don't... Thing is, people are just so lazy. Well, I wouldn't say lazy, but they don't have time, so they don't worry about it. So they feed their kids whatever is easily available. So at a young age, kids learn that, oh, fries are good, carrots are bad.
Well,
kids are not going to eat.
It's mostly
no healthy food on their own because it tastes bad.
Well, no, it's mostly because the parents are just too lazy, or the income they get is too low. So it's either what's fast, what can we get on the way home?
Because I know a lot of parents that actually work just several multiple different jobs, they don't have time to stay home and cook dinner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's either like mom and dad are switching off real fast or something.
Yeah, it's funny. This is what kind of pisses me off. It's why are our freaking country so screwed up?
Didn't we have this discussion episode one with Matt?
I don't remember.
Similar.
But here's the thing. If you want to buy a head of lettuce, it is $3.
Well, eating healthier, it definitely costs more.
Oh, head of lettuce. You're going to go and get a head of lettuce, $3. But
wait, where would you see the head of lettuce was
just be, it was organic. Let's just drop that.
Organic's even more expensive.
Oh yeah, yeah. Organic is Latin.
Slap
for,
organic on there. It's like, oh, jack it up 2 bucks.
Organic is Latin for overpriced. But anyways. yeah, check it out. It says so right in the thing. You go to get a head of lettuce and it's $3, but then you go in the next aisle over, ravioli, 10 for a dollar.
Yep.
Really? Like that?
Wait. How'd you saw 10 for a dollar?
Kroger's.
You didn't buy it?
Why didn't we buy it? Could have got 10 of those cans for a dollar.
And yeah, then, but then think about this. Code and I, we cannot afford to buy a house. Like, there's no way we can afford to buy a house. We have to, we just can't. But.
Remember that program I talked about? Both, we're so doing that.
We both work for a living. But his buddy, he's, his girlfriend is going to be on WIC, and they're on welfare, and they have food stamps, and they have a house.
His buddy. I know this buddy.
I'm not going to say it.
We're not naming names.
I'm just saying that we both work full time, and we cannot afford a house, but somebody who's on welfare and food stamps and gets government support can afford a house. Like, it's just flip-flopped. I don't.
Yeah.
That's my rant for the day. Let's move on.
Stupid state laws.
It's not necessarily that. It's just people are backward in thinking. I have no problem with giving a helping hand, but when that helping hand turns into
greedy,
more dependence, then there's an issue.
Well, see, yeah. I had a discussion with my neighbor, Matt, about talking about overhauling Social Security. I think we should overhaul Social Security on the people who haven't really worked a day in their lives but are receiving checks.
There are definitely people like that. It's
well, I live here. I live above them.
But I've also heard to the same whatever.
Well, what were you gonna say? Come on.
People do that all the time. Like wasn't the protest they had going on for a while down at Headwater?
The 1%.
What, the Occupy Fort Wayne?
Yeah, I heard somewhere online like they wanted to be able to just get checks and not have to work. I don't know if that was true or not.
Oh,
that would not surprise me.
Actually,
because most of those guys there were homeless.
Well, they were homeless and they lived in tents, but they actually were paid to protest. Like, they got a permit to protest, and then they were paid every day, like a stipend, or I don't know what that word.
Yeah, but like a company would. Like,
I mean, it wasn't enough to. I mean, technically, they were working because they're trying to get the message from.
Yeah.
This group out, so technically it's a job. So I wouldn't say that's a handout. I mean, I wouldn't say that's a handout. I mean, because technically they're doing something. But then again, there were those people who were sitting in their tents in a lawn chair with like a billboard, and they're just sitting there having a beer on the side of the road. Like, that's not really working.
You know what that reminds me of? Is those, like, did you hear the story about the I think it was Verizon or some cell phone carrier hired a bunch of homeless guys to put a router box on their front.
A router box.
And they would walk. It was just a lanyard router box thing, and they would walk around, and they would be a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Really?
Yeah. The company would pay them to walk around, and they would be a hotspot. And you'd give the guy a buck, and you'd get on. He would give you the password to get on.
Oh wow. What if he just walked away with it?
I mean, and they got so mad. Like the news got so mad because they're like, you're paying homeless people just to walk around as billboards.
Why not? No one else is paying the freaking homeless people.
Yeah.
No one else is taking care of the people that are in
that's
need.
That's hilarious, though.
It is.
The homeless guy could just turn around and be like, hey, I can get some money for this.
Right? It's like, you know what? I can make this a hotspot. You just got to give me $5. Pocket the $4.
Yep.
Rahoo. Like, what are they going to do? Get fired? They're already homeless.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't get much worse.
I mean, it's sad, but that's life. So, I hear you're going to talk about something about kids' TV shows.
Do you remember the old days kids' TV shows? How they used to be awesome?
Don't even get me started.
Like
they were
Rocko's
so awesome.
Modern Life or
yeah, like
World.
Rocko's Modern Life, Street Sharks.
Oh, Street Sharks, my God.
I watched that all the time.
No, what was another one I just discovered the other day?
Beetleborgs?
Beetleborgs, oh my God.
No.
The original, the original Power Rangers.
I love the original Power Rangers.
Like, okay, they were awesome until after you got it. Like, after you got past Zeo, it just got to shit.
Yeah.
No, I should say after Space, it got to shit. Because Turbo was awesome.
There was one time in the original Power Rangers, and only one time, where the Zords all fought separately instead of just going straight to one big one. You ever noticed that? Like, whenever they fought the Zords, they never fought separately. They just immediately jumped from the one big dude.
Because combining yourself makes you more powerful.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember, like, in the first season, the Zord could, like, change into, like, a chariot-like thing.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay.
But I thought it was so weird, though. Because, like, I see nowadays Power Rangers, it looked horrible. Or, like, the kids' shows that they're watching.
Mm. Well, I remember...
Well, I think we've talked about the Power Rangers before, but you know what we haven't discussed?
All Real Monsters?
All Real Monsters.
I heard about this
And one. Do you remember, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's such an awesome show. I still remember, like, some, like, you know how every day it'd be, like, a different story, yeah. A different, like, ghost story. Well, like, you know how some people have different memories of different things? The one I always remember was The Oblivion. And it's like, where does things go when they go missing? Like, that one pink sock that's missing its mate. And then they had this whole story about how this kid's... whoever got lost into Oblivion. And I think about that and I'm like, oh my god, does Oblivion exist?
Nickelodeon, back in the day, when in the 90s, was awesome.
It did.
All that was awesome. If you were at that perfect age, it was like SNL for kids.
It was.
I really did not care for all that.
You didn't care for the 3 liter of, what was it? I can't remember what it was anymore. Mountain Dew, though.
You know orange soda?
Yeah, it was orange soda.
You know what I like?
Keenan and Kel.
Keenan and Kel. That's what I mentioned.
Keenan and Kel.
They were in the...
They were in all that, I think. Yeah, they were. At least Keenan was.
What was the one where the kid, like, it was a game show, and, like, the kid had, like, a special talent, and you had to guess what it was?
I don't remember that one.
Because I had a special talent, and I'm like, I want to be on that show so bad. Because I was like, I would be awesome on that show because no one could guess what I could do. Because I used to be able to turn my leg. I used to be able to turn my leg all the way around.
I remember you telling me that before.
You're still kind of gross like that.
Yeah.
Well, no, I can't anymore. I can't anymore.
You broke it in two?
He can pretty much still twist his body all around and his feet will still be pointing the other way.
No. When I was a kid, I could turn my feet all the way around backwards. So my feet would still be sticking out behind me, but I would be turned forward.
You know what?
I can't do it anymore.
My knees, they pop all the time.
Yeah, you sound like you have metal bearings.
It does. I can do it right now. I'll stand up and do it.
No, it's not going to be on the podcast. Come on.
That was not my knee. That was
her. Oh my gosh, did you hear that pop?
Man, I can't do it, I guess. But yeah, the TV shows have really declined. They just
kind of retarded. It's like, let's go to SpongeBob has gotten stupider.
Okay. And
he's gotten gayer for some reason.
Zoomers are supposed to be gay.
Okay, so TV shows have declined, but Disney somehow is like, Disney's not the Disney that we were kids. When we were kids, Disney was like cartoons.
Disney has always been really horrible, though, when it comes to like inserting sexual trends.
I don't know what you're thinking.
I have no idea where you're going with that. But true, Disney used to be cartoons.
Now it's mostly like TV.
And now it's like, we've got the rights to Marvel, so let's make Iron Man. And they made all sorts of shit.
Well, no. I see more as if you watch the Disney Channel, like there's a lot less cartoons and it's more...
So, like real actors.
It's more real actors. I've seen that. And Cartoon Network's starting to go that way, too.
It's kind of stupid stuff.
Like Adventure Time? Oh my god.
Oh god. I saw a 4-year-old.
What's the one?
That.
What's the other one?
A 4-year-old.
What's the other one where they had it's like the Blue Jay and the other.
Blue Jay?
It's like a Blue Jay and another animal and they're like hanging out talking. It's on Cartoon Network. I'll look.
But yeah, Disney. The Disney TV show has declined. But as for the movies, like, they're not. kids shows anymore. There's some Disney shows that are very violent and graphic. I couldn't believe it. You were going to say something about Disney earlier?
Disney actually... See, I know it kind of sucks that Marvel got bought out by Disney or whatever, but since they did, it's been awesome for Marvel just because they actually produced their own movies.
They just have the money, just like, we can do what we want.
Right?
It's awesome because then you get better, like, Iron Man movies.
And, oh, right, yeah.
Because the Wolverine movie they put out, I know it wasn't
Marvel. Was the X-Men?
No, Wolverine. It was actually Wolverine Origins.
Yeah.
That was horrible. Like, now, I read all the different origin stories for Wolverine, and it was nothing like it.
Yeah. See, I liked X-Men First Class. X-Men First Class.
That was a good one.
But that wasn't Marvel Studios. That was Fox. Yeah, that was 20th Century Fox, so.
Yeah. It was good. I loved that one a lot.
So, how old is Disney? Like,
Disney's dead.
Speaking of which, okay.
But, like,
I just want to go into this really fast because sometimes my brain does not
function properly.
Okay, my brain functions just fine on its own. It just does weird things. I always assumed that cryogenics existed. Like, you know, they say Disney's in a tank and they're just waiting to cure him and all that. Apparently that's just a theory or a myth. I always thought it was true. I always thought that we had the technology to freeze people, just not to bring them back. So,
only for the rich, though.
Wait, so there really is cryogenic tanks?
Here's the definitions of cryogenics. Cryogenics is the study of the production of very low temperature and the behavior of materials at those temperatures.
So, basically, we've not made a human popsicle yet and then thawed them.
Okay. Well, we finally made a human popsicle. I just don't know if they came back.
I totally thought that Disney was like in a vault somewhere. Frozen popsicle. I mean, I didn't. I guess that's fake. I guess that's science fiction more than.
Yeah.
I thought it was real.
Well, actually, it's not cryogenics, it's cryonics. It's the low temperature preservation of humans and animals. But you gotta think though, you can only keep someone on ice for so long before
eventually they will.
Because it's like, how long can I keep that steak in the freezer before it goes bad?
You ever seen Demolition Man?
Don't even get me started on that. That's a terrible fucking movie.
I love that movie.
Sylvester Stallone, and then Los Angeles and San Diego became one gigantic city.
Yeah,
it pretty much already is.
I
don't know what you guys are talking about.
I kind of like the movie, though. I like it, though, mostly just because, like, Sylvester Stallone. I think he's...
Try saying his name three times fast.
Sylvester Stallone.
He's like Sylvester.
Sylvester. But,
Or me and my uncle, hey, Sylvester, what's up?
I've seen you before.
You guys.
Well, speaking of Sylvester Stallone, I actually started watching one... Oh, he came out with a newer movie not that long ago. I know I'm off topic now.
Nah, keep going.
He came out with a new movie I just started watching. It's called, Expendables. You ever heard of The Expendables? It's got a bunch of the top higher actors in it.
Oh, yeah. That was an awesome movie.
I just started watching it, like, on Netflix. It was a great movie.
Oh, dang it. I was really hoping you would say it was horrible. Speaking of The Expendables, guess who's going to be on TV again? Well, not TV, but in the movies again.
So
Arnold Schwarzenegger is coming back in the next one.
I didn't like how they picked fun of him in The Expendables. He wants to be president.
Yep, he's coming back. And I think it's because I don't know, his wife left him, his kids hate him, and he's going broke.
Probably because he's going broke.
Well, actually, his wife's hanging out with him again.
Well, it's kind of hard to hate someone after you've had children with them and... I'm not even going to pretend to know what's going on there, because do you know the truth is? I don't really want to know.
I hate children.
I hate Coda.
You know, you totally skimmed over my top. We were in the Disney topic and I forgot to talk about...
You should have talked about it. We were talking about Disney.
You're a jerk.
Go with your story. What were you going to say about Disney?
Well, did you hear about when we had the drought?
Did you hear about there was a story about the 85-year-old Disney character? It was like an 85-year-old cartoon character that they just found, but it was, what's it called?
It's been around for that long.
They just unearthed it. It's hair. I think his name's. Let me make sure. I'm so pissy. I didn't have the name pulled up. It was Harem Scarum, unearthed by D23 and Studio Archives. And why is that kid standing by the door?
Man, we get some really weird. It's
actually before Mickey Mouse made his appearance on Steamboat Willie. His name was Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. But the thing is,
his name was Harem Scarum. I'm very confused.
No, that was the cartoon Harem Scarum.
Oh, the cartoon name was Harem Scarum, but the cartoon character's name was
what? The cartoon title was Harem Scarum, but the cartoon character was Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. But the thing is, I love how they like talk about this like this like epic news. But you know what? I already knew about this character. You know why?
Why, Coda?
Epic Mickey. You ever played Epic Mickey?
No, I haven't.
It pretty much talks about Oswald the Lucky Rabbit.
Are we talking about a video game?
Yes.
Yes. Nerd out. Get ready. It's a video game. Get ready, Josh. Lean back. It's nerd time.
Eric was here. He said Jake had his Epic Mickey. And we had Jake, and he was like, oh, yeah, I gotta give that back to Eric. That's the video game we're talking about. I don't know.
But yeah, they actually, like, talk about Epic Mickey. In Epic Mickey, they actually talk about Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. Like, he was, like, they. In the video game, like, they went with Mickey, and then, like, he was shoved off to the side and, like, threw in the dark abyss.
Probably because
Disney is so dark and I love it.
I was going to say something totally inappropriate. I'm just going to keep. I was going to do a Family Guy thing. You know what I mean?
We
like
love Family Guy. We quote them all the time.
I do love Family Guy. No, what I was going to say was totally very inappropriate, I think. So I'm glad it didn't come out of my mouth.
That's what she said.
Boom. Yeah, that's what she said. And she meant it. Anyways, Diamonds in Goodwill.
What about Diamonds in Goodwill? You heard about Diamonds in Goodwill?
You're going to talk about
it. Are they cheap?
Diamond rings and pockets.
That's so weird.
Josh, you have that topic.
Oh, it's my topic.
Yeah.
No, apparently some lady in, like, I think it was Minnesota. In Minnesota found a diamond ring in, like, a $4 pair of Jean Capris.
Oh, my God.
It was worth. She got it like
appraised
for $6,500.
Oh my gosh!
It's a really nice ring.
That would pay off my car.
But instead of keeping it and taking it over, she actually went straight to the news and then back to Goodwill. She's trying to find the owner of it.
Bitch.
Stupid woman.
No, that's awesome.
That is not stupid. I mean,
you're not stupid. You're right.
Honestly, if you're stupid enough to leave a ring in a pocket of a jacket,
you know what?
This is the problem with America.
Legally, that ring is hers because they gave it to Goodwill. Maybe they wanted someone to find it, someone who's having down on their luck.
They could have, but that's awesome. She's trying to find it and be back, not just like taking it. You know?
I can understand $6,500 because technically that'd be legal to keep. But a $6,500 ring? No, my butt would be keeping it.
Oh, I just think that's really cool that someone actually.
Right, someone's actually putting all the effort into like
trying to find
whose it was. I don't know.
Speaking of dumb old broads, I'm looking at a picture of the woman who wrote 50 Shades of Grey. She looks like a man in a wig.
What?
With boobs. With boobs.
I've been hearing of that book. I have no idea what it is.
It's very gross. You wouldn't like it because you always chagrin when you when you're reading like a romantic pop novel.
Is it more like 50 Shades of Grey of gay?
I wish.
Well, what is it? It's an
erotic novel about a college graduate and her billionaire entrepreneur boyfriend.
Basically, this book derives it.
Okay. So basically, it's a pop novel. Okay, so. Pop novel for listeners who have no idea what pop novels are. Pop novels basically are porn on paper.
Or they're pop-up books.
Porn on paper. It's like porn on paper.
However,
porn on paper.
I heard a really good pickup line the other day.
Oh, really? What's that?
It was more of a joke. I thought it was pretty hilarious, though. This guy goes up to a girl and says, hey, you want to film a rape fantasy?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She just goes, no, and he goes, that's the spirit.
That's the spirit.
I heard that someone told me that. I was like, that's awesome.
Oh my god, that's horrible. That is so horrible.
I mean, he was completely just kidding. That was awesome.
I've never heard that before, and I hope I never hear that from anybody else.
No.
Hey,
that's the spirit.
That is weird.
So I picked Daniel up.
Oh my god. Okay, move on.
So did you hear about a group of students at an all-girls school were left in a mass hypnosis after a demonstration? It's seriously, okay, I read this and I'm like, okay, how is this not the Onion news?
Yeah, it kind of sounds
What's the story?
But that's a good way to find out whether or not they're paying attention.
Right? If you're hypnotized, then slap yourself. But half of my class is paying attention.
Well, apparently, they were all the girls were left in a mass hypnosis after a demonstration from a fledgling hypnotist reportedly left them locked in a trance. Well, hey, I'm going to go get a beer real quick. I'll be back. You guys are all right? Yeah, all right. Okay, I'll be back. Maxime Nabdow was forced to call on his mentor for assistance after the hypnotist could not reverse the condition of several 12 and 13-year-old girls at the College de... It's in Quebec. One of the girls was probably left in a trance for 5 hours.
That's awesome.
I just want to see like what they were like.
What kind of trance was this? What were they doing in this trance?
It's probably... I would notice something just staring something,
wall.
Something like, weird if they were all just like staring at me.
When was this?
Snap out. Snap out.
Do you believe in hypnosis? Like,
I learned in psychology it's not possible. It's like a myth. It's like an urban legend.
But, you know, the thing is, there's so many things we don't know about the brain. Like, how can you explain that the Tibetan monks, they can withstand huge amounts of physical pain? Like, unbelievably large amount of pain, and they don't even feel it.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You can raise the pain threshold by getting used to the pain.
Yeah, but they meditate for hours on end, and they, like... Basically, that's kind of like hypnosis, where it puts you into a layer of calm and stress-free.
You find a new guy who just went in there, and you just follow him around. I'm sure you'll find
him. You find a new Tibetan. So I hear that you, the new Tibetan monk, when they pull your hair out, tell me if that hurts. Yeah. I mean, of course it's going to hurt. But think about how much pain that they can go through. So, I mean, is it possible that the hypnosis is real?
Well,
I actually kind of want to be hypnotized. Well, someone try to hypnotize my ass, but my mind is just too... I have too much ADHD. I'd be like, I would never be able to do it.
We can fix that.
Well, see, I like it. It says, interestingly, Whitbread said that the girls may have been especially vulnerable to Nadao's suggestions because of his young age and good looks.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it'd be the best. There's, like, an investigative report on this, and it turns out, like, all the girls were just fucking with him, just, like, staring off in space, like, making it look like...
You're so awesome. Oh, my goodness.
Before the thing, they're like, okay, let's make it look like we're stuck in a trance for 5 hours.
Right?
We will so get on the news.
Wait, when was this, Coda?
This was on Monday.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
On my birthday.
Like, go down. Because I think it said that they actually had this hypnotizing guru on the Dr. Oz channel. One more strike to
pick. Oh, yeah. In related news, television host Dr. Oz recently interviewed hypnotic motivational guru Paul McKinnon, who says he can help patients achieve long-term weight loss through his techniques.
You know what?
Eat less fat ass.
You know what? That is just one more strike against Dr. Oz.
He is fake.
He is so pseudo. He is so pseudo.
Yeah. Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, they're all in the same damn book. They only care about themselves.
They're
peddling shit to people who are desperate for easy, quick ways to fix it.
Dr. Phil is fun to make fun of, though.
Now, what you gotta do is,
you're just dumb and you're rednecks, so you gotta stop being dumb and rednecks.
I love it. You get on the doctor. If you ever watch Dr. Phil, you see you see this 400-pound woman watering her ass out.
Oh my God, you're so mean.
Let's just listen. You see this 400-pound woman waddling her fat ass.
You see this fat ass woman walking
out on the stage, and then there's the pompous ass Dr. Phil. And guess what his ass
is? You know
does?
You are. He you're fat.
He doesn't do that. He stays there. Looks at her and then watches her attempt to climb up that 5-foot bar stool. And he says that. Those chairs are so high you literally need a monkey to climb up them. And here this woman is like, oh my God, how do I get on this chair? Like that is embarrassing.
Just sit on the ground.
Where's the couches? No, Dr. Phil. No, he has to put a 5-foot.
He does it
foot...
for his own amusement. That way, he's in control.
So he can watch. Them.
This is a good day.
It's like
really, he's himself not to laugh. He's like going.
He likes seeing overweight people in pain.
The only thing that Dr. Phil has not done is put a swivel on it so they can try to get on and go. But that would be distracting for the camera trying to keep their face. But like trying to capture all the emotions as these people try to get on those chairs.
I can see slow motion.
Plus they get sued. But yeah,
that's true.
Next time,
I don't know if they can sue. I bet they're probably paid to be on there.
I think it's like a free studio where people love them.
They probably get free airfare and all
next,
that shit.
But seriously, next time you watch Dr. Phil, look at the stools that they have those fat ass people to get on there. And it's only for the fat people. If it's a skinny person, then I'll get their nice little chairs. If it's a skinny person, I'm serious.
No.
They share it. When it's a fat person, they have a freaking 5-foot doll.
They sit on like a baby chair.
Next thing you know, Dr. Phil's gonna be having beanbag chairs in there for like, I don't know, someone in a wheelchair. Now get out of your wheelchair and sit down on this beanbag chair.
And then try and get out of it. That's gonna be the best part.
Or like a really low dome chair, like the little circle ones with legs.
Oh, from like Men in Black?
That sink in, yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Oh, like that, yeah.
You sink back into it. Boom. Oh, this is really comfortable.
What's those one chairs? Aren't those one chairs I wanted to get there at Pier 1?
Oh, I know what
they're
you're
like the
about.
Most comfy chairs in the world. Those things you can never get out of.
They're like
sitting in a bowl. It's like you're sitting in a bowl
with like a big giant pillow.
Oh, no, I like those things. Really cool.
I want to get one, but they're like
they
expensive.
Do seem really cool
they're
until
called,
you try to get out of it.
They're only called the most comfy chair in the world. Someone must be embarrassed because they can't get out.
It's right. Worse than a beanbag trying to get out of that thing.
It is.
It's like, are you having trouble getting out?
But
it's really comfortable.
But I swear, I think that's part of his psychoanalyzing is just to watch those people, see how those people get out of those situations. It's like, I know you're in a wheelchair, but have a seat in this beanbag chair. I know you're fat, but good luck climbing that bar stool.
Right to the bench.
Right? And it's not even like it has like arms. Like there's
yeah,
a new
it's a bar stool. I mean, there's nothing there.
And like... I don't know. Like, what is that evil man going to come up with next? I mean, have you ever thought about it?
He's probably going to like shove like a shish kebab in like a vegetarian's face. What do you think about that?
No.
Don't eat meat.
No, he's going to have a whole episode where all he does is stand the entire time and has someone who, you know.
Now I want you to stand behind me, and I'm going to bash on you.
No, it's like
because I know that you have MS.
I'm not supposed to say that. It's like I know. That's exactly what I was going to say. You're going to read my mind. It's like, we're going to stand the entire show, but I have MS. I know, but you can hold yourself up, right, dear?
You got those... You got those stick-lack things.
Let's just hope you don't fall down on the show and make my ratings go up. Please. The man is a joke.
And halfway through, they don't fall, it kicks it. Oh, we got to place it.
I tell you what, that man is a joke, and I...
It's so much fun to make fun. What was it... What did they make fun of? They made fun of Saw. I can't think of the name of the movie, though.
Oh, it was Scary Saw. Movie 4.
Was it the 4? Yeah, had Dr. Phil in it.
Yeah, he's like trying to saw off his leg.
That was awesome.
No, he was with Shaq, and like Shaq sawed off the wrong leg.
Yeah.
Or was it him?
Dr. Phil cut the wrong leg. He's like, I can do this.
He's like, wrong leg, man. Like,
that's the wrong leg.
Oh. You know what I didn't realize? You know what Shaq's like a commentator on ESPN now.
Is he?
Yeah, like I was watching.
Cause you gotta retire sometime.
Well, because I was sitting at, when I was in Wyoming, I was sitting at a brewery, and like I looked over at the TV, and he's just like sitting there, like commenting, like, yeah.
Commenting.
All right.
Yeah, I think they play a good man. I think they did a good job. Some check.
Did you guys hear about that though? Like really? Because We haven't had any rain for so long. Someone like threw a cereal bowl on the side of the road and started a fire.
Oh yeah, did you see the downpour we got? See, for people who are not people who are not from our areas, we're in the middle of what we call a drought.
Yeah.
Foreign to this area, because normally this is a swamp.
It's weird.
The ground is so dry. The grass is literally dead. Like, it's just not brown.
If you don't water your lawn, it's
like
gone.
The grass is blowing away from the dirt. It's
so
dead.
You step on it, it's like.
Yeah, the grass is just blowing away. There's no grass anymore. It's just basically like Texas.
Yeah,
I'd say more like Arizona.
We've had fires all along our highway because people are flicking their cigarettes out the window, and it's just.
There go all your wildflowers.
I know. Don't talk about my wildflowers.
You actually missed.
Are you watering them?
When I was.
No.
When I was.
No, on the side of the road.
When I was on my bike ride, I actually saw like a shit ton of wildflowers. I'm like, Amy would love to see this right now.
I
lit them on fire, didn't you?
I just ran by with a pitchfork on fire.
Speaking of fires, was there a grease fire? You were mentioning something about grease.
I didn't say grease fire. I about started one, though.
Good job.
On purpose, it's okay.
Trying to burn down McDonald's.
Remember last time I complained to you about that fryer last episode?
New one?
Yes.
Yeah, someone came to supposedly fix it, and they left a whole bunch of grease in the bottom of it, and we didn't know about it. And so when the machine does its automatic filter by itself, it just dumped a whole bunch of grease all over the floor.
Oh, my
God. After I had just cleaned under there. That morning. So you got clean under there once a week. That's what you're supposed to do.
Once a week?
Yeah.
That's disgusting, but go on.
No, seriously. I mean, it's under a machine. It's not getting dirty.
Oh, okay.
And so I had to pull everything out again and sweep them up. And it takes forever to clean the grease.
Do you have special? Do you have that special white solvent? There's a special white solvent that we used to use at the chicken shack to suck up that grease, and then you would just sweep it into like a dustbin.
McDonald's is too cheap for
it. Oh my god.
You guys are pretty damn cheap.
But anyway, I turned to the person next to me before I started mopping up. I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to take my zip line. Burn this place down.
Wow.
That would have been awesome.
Someone has angry issues, especially at work. You'd be what we call a dangerous. You would be creating what I call a dangerous working.
He's the definition of going postal.
Look,
postal.
Well, they said the ongoing joke at our store is if the kitchen's on fire, go down to IHOP, eat breakfast,
and watch a baby burn.
And then come back 15 minutes later after there's no chance of saving it, and then call 911.
What McDonald's do you work at again in this town?
Washington Center.
Oh, good. I don't like that one. Burn that one down.
Yeah, I don't like
it. I like the one on East 8. So great. They never mess up my. They never mess up my. They never mess up my sweet tea. Everywhere else, the sweet tea is always old, and you can always tell people who are awesome, like people who enjoy tea. We know when it's going rank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I used to try and drink our tea.
Clean that tea thing out because that pisses me off. Every time I get bad tea, I march my little fat ass back in there and I say, this is bad, I want a refund.
Just tell them to get some fresh tea. Don't take too long.
Well, it's disgusting. Like,
we used to have a lady that would put like 2 pounds of sugar. No, not 2 pounds, but the bags that come in, I think it's like a pound bag. No, 4 pound bag. They would put 2 of them in one sweet tea thing or whatever and make it extra sweet. He would get pissed off when she wasn't working that day because it wouldn't be anywhere near as sweet as it was.
That's funny.
Be awesome.
But you know what? It doesn't matter how much sugar you put in there, but when your tea goes rancid and when it tastes funky, that just means the tea particles themselves are decaying. It's turning into decaying matter.
Yeah,
and all you're doing is feeding it with sugar, which makes it taste even more rancid. So no, I'm sorry, but the quality is pissed and I hate it. So.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Well, everywhere else but East 8. East 8 is the best one. I'm sorry. East 8 wins all sorts.
Hmm?
Why are we wearing sunglasses? It's dark. It's not dark.
Well, he's getting ready
I'm getting ready to be cool, man.
Cool. Put the weed out. We're not allowed to smoke in the library.
My dog.
I would love to sit back and just be like, take a big drag of a cigarette.
Right? I just really wish.
Let's get this podcast started.
So, what was your topic about a star house?
Start smoking.
You smoked for like a day, and you're like, well, I'm done with this.
That doobie's over, let's go.
I quit for after a day.
Okay.
No, you remember the...
Josh?
Remember that?
Looking, it's so creepy.
I know, they're just weird because they see a light on.
Can we get a poster and just...
Let's just turn the light off. No one will notice.
Be creepy.
It's not like our...
Be creepy.
I'm
going
to go turn the light off.
No, don't turn the light off.
Well, people keep on looking in here.
It's going to look weirder if there's a light off and then there you see two monitors. That's going to look weird. I'm not looking at porn in here.
You know,
leave me alone.
If you all cast us, like...
We can just say we were conserving energy. We were helping save the planet.
And I'm not masturbating.
Okay, you're quite disgusting. Anyways.
No, it was about the... you remember the house from... remember Star Wars Episode 4? The house Luke Skywalker yeah. lived in? Well, that's an actual... It's an actual, like, dwelling out in... Tunisia, I think? Tunisian desert?
I don't know where it's at, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, let me make sure where it's at. But they actually, this guy made a painstaking effort and actually rebuilt. Like, he repainted it, redid everything. Like, he made it look like it just was about ready to get shot for the...
Yoda's house, or is that what you're referring to?
No, it was Luke Skywalker's house. His and
Luke Skywalker had a house?
Oh, Uncle Owen and Beru.
Yeah.
Oh, that
There's
house,
like
that
deserty
little...
area.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. The one with, like, they were farming, the farmhouse in the first one?
Yes, the farmhouse. Yeah,
that's a weird house. Do you mean that actually existed before they started filming?
No, they built it for... They built
oh, see,
it for
don't tell them. Me that stuff. See, I won't pretend that actually existed.
No,
it did.
It did actually exist.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I was right. It's in the Tunisian desert.
You see, I don't like watching movies about how movies were made because then it just takes away
that
the thrill.
That did happen on an alternate planet. So
just
I
think,
know. I know. Logically, I know.
Kind of like when I first went to the moon, how it was really fake.
Ugh.
No have you ever seen The Family Guy? Like,
no.
Are you supposed to be in the moon right now?
I'm watching Eureka right now, and I'm catching up, and, like, they'll mention, like, a bunch of times, they're like, yeah, we went to the moon in 1962, but we really went in 1962, but then we had to do it over again in 1969.
No, though, they didn't release it to the public until 1969. Yeah, the thing is, like, I don't like watching movies that explain how movies were made, because it just, for me, it just takes away, like, I mean, like, logically, I know that, yes, this was not filmed on an alternate planet. But when
if
you
only.
Sit there and you explain it to me, then I can never watch the movie the same way I did before.
Why not?
I can't enjoy it the same way I did before.
So if
because
I,
then
so
I sit there and
think
myself, well, that's a giant light bulb.
But you know what?
That's Tunisia.
Did you use the ad plugs?
No.
Did you? Okay.
They're disgusting.
I see. You might not like tomatoes, but you see them. They're still good.
Yeah, I've never liked hot dogs, mainly because they taste disgusting. And then I found out what was
that's
in it.
That's why you slather
and then I, you know, was like, thank God, and I made
them. That's why you taste is the ketchup.
I don't like ketchup. See?
Whatever your favorite sauce of choice is.
I don't think ranch would go well on a hot dog.
Have you tried it?
I'm not going to. It sounds gross.
All the taste is ranch.
So, you finally made it, well, not you necessarily made a decision,
I didn't make a decision. My birthday was Monday.
Well, happy birthday. But somebody got... What did you get?
Got an Xbox.
You got an Xbox?
No, he got a
PS3.
Okay, good.
Which I saw the two games you got. You got Captain America, and then you got Uncharted Drake's Fortune.
I did. Where'd you see that?
I can compare your trophies.
Okay.
I'm very creepy.
I know you're there already.
You got the next...
No, he got the first one.
Can I borrow that? Are you playing it now?
Borrow what?
Uncharted.
I just started playing it.
I don't care. I've been after Eric to get me that one, and he will not relinquish it from this whole falls. I really, really,
our
really...
Then we haven't talked to him.
Our friend Eric?
Yes, the one that
was... He'll relinquish it. He's forgetful.
Well, he promised me he'd let me borrow it, and I haven't heard...
I'm going to go see him Saturday. I'll bring it up.
Okay, and tell him he has to drop it off at my house so I can play it. Yes.
I'll probably just grab it.
Thank you. Because I need to play it. You have no idea how controlling I am, and I need to play it.
So you like controlling characters?
I do.
Make you do whatever you want?
Yes.
The weird bends and shit?
Yes. Okay. So, how are you enjoying your PS3? Aren't you finding the benefits outweigh the cons?
What happened?
Perfect, and it's a perfect little machine, isn't it? Because you got your Blu-ray, and you got your internet, you got everything in one machine, and it's so amazing.
It is.
There's some awesome. I can't remember. There's some awesome games coming out for for PS3.
The new games are coming out. I don't know, but I love.
That. I do. I think though, when Halo 4 comes out, we need to hang out with Eric.
Halo 4.
Oh yeah.
Of course, Eric's gonna get it. He's probably got it pre-ordered.
We have to have a LAN party.
That's why I like.
You know, I do miss when what?
I don't know. Please enlighten me.
I shall enlighten you, sir. I remember when I never played the first Halo. I didn't play the first Halo on Xbox. I played Halo 2 on Xbox. But I remember though still when before they had Xbox Live, before you could interconnect to there. But it was so awesome to like have everyone over, like all the guys over, like we'd play a big party, and that seems like it's gone away. I don't know if it's because we've gotten older.
No, we've gotten lazier. No one wants to drive to everybody's house anymore. Like, hey man, I can do it online.
We should go over to Eric's house, bring a case of beer, get smashed drunk, and play Halo 4 when it comes out.
That'd be awesome.
Or we can like totally not talk about this on podcast.
Why?
I don't know. Sounds awesome. I'm gonna bring this up, I guess, because I hate how the PS3 games are all moving to the online thing. I understand
they are moving to like all downloadable. They're all. And they're all arcade titles.
Yeah. Like even all the new games.
And they're not good arcade titles
to play online. Like Modern Warfare, all the Modern Warfare games now. Like every time they release a new one of those, everybody plays it online. Not, the game itself isn't really.
What are arcade titles? Like what are you guys are talking about?
Like the cheaper games that come out on the
Ratchet Clank online?
Okay, you'll be kicked off the podcast if you cannot say it correctly.
Ratchet Clank it. Leave me alone.
Ratchet and Clank, and this is a nerd podcast. If you do not say it right, we will kill you.
Now there's one classic.
You really want to kill your producer?
One classic that I like to play a lot, Bomberman. You can have like 8 players at one time.
Mm. I like the I actually plays. Before I got, I played Need for Speed on the original Need for Speed, I have it, and I played it on my PS3, like, I think back when I lived with my parents, and I'm like, oh my god, I thought this was good.
Yeah, no.
And I actually I played it on my PS3, and it like put it, and this is on a small TV that I played on, it like took it down to poof, like, it was about a 7-inch,
oh, I remember
7-inch, like, diameter, I'm like, Jesus Christ, I could barely see it.
You get a magnifying glass out just to play.
So I can't imagine what it would be like to be, like, probably be like a 13-inch TV on a, like, a bigger TV.
Eric's TV. Yeah, he's got that 3D TV now.
He actually bought that.
Yes, he did.
Did he buy it or did his dad buy it?
He bought it.
That is such a waste of money, and he's going to have so many migraines.
It's a matter of opinion.
Okay, go on. Talk about it. How much does he love it? And how much is he going to regret spending $500 on
it? He didn't get it new. Someone else bought it new, and they didn't like it, and he got a deal, half price.
Where'd he get it at?
That was just somebody new, I think.
Well, you know what? He's going to regret that half price piece of shit. I'm just putting it out there.
Personally, if I got a deal like that, that'd be awesome.
I do wish I had one of those TVs that you could turn up the hertz on it, so it's like seamless transition.
Okay. That'd be awesome. Alright,
because that's like, well, can like when you watch it with the hertz turned up, it's like 48 frames per second. It's like, oh, 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 oh.
Don't look great right now.
Huh?
Well,
always wrap it up before you do the naughty.
Right. Well, on to our last topic.
Last topic. We got a bunch of time. Someone over here has been smoking crack.
How much crack did
you smoke? Pretty much the last topic.
I still got two things I want to talk about, too.
New topic?
Yeah, it's the burgers.
Oh, yes. Yes. So I was watching this thing on Huffington Post. It was talking about, like, the different... Like, it talks about, like, McDonald's Quarter Pounder compared to, like, how it looks in, like, the advertisements.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You saw it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, here's one I just bought from... McDonald's. And it's just like,
it looks like crap compared to the one they show
you. And like you see like, and like the guy is actually like cooking up a fresh quarter pounder, and he's like selecting all these ingredients. Yeah, no. He just makes it look perfect. He's actually like taking a brush, and he took like, I don't know if it was mustard or something, and he was brushing the cheese.
Well, see, but like in real life, McDonald's makes that burger maybe like 30 seconds.
Yeah. There's a reason.
Advertisements. It's like 4 hours.
Yeah, there's a reason I come through the drive-thru and I get it in about 10 minutes.
Yeah,
no. There's a reason I get it in about 10 minutes.
Because, like, it's always, no offense, you didn't say 2 weeks' notice. Just say 2 weeks' notice.
Next time someone stares at the window, I'm just going to...
No, but we actually need to hire a kid.
Just stand at people and point.
No. Whenever someone will walk by and the kid will see him, the kid will pop up and be like this.
Like the evil monkey.
He'll do the evil monkey thing. Or sometimes he'll I don't know.
Don't see this Family Guy.
I just want a little kid that has some creepy features in his face. Just to scare people.
That is so weird.
I don't want to be in the same room with a little kid.
I'm going to hire a little creeper kid.
No, we should hire...
You know what? I don't know if parents can let you take a little creeper kid just for that reason.
It's like, are you kidding?
Let's hire a dwarf. I'll give your kid 50 bucks if they just... Please, let's hire a dwarf.
A dwarf?
No, because...
And put a little trampoline there so they can...
No, because then we can go to jail for that.
No, you can't.
That's discrimination.
No, because what's his name from Storage Wars did that? Because he hired a midget to hang out with him, and he walked on stilts.
I'm sure that is being mean. That is being pretty mean.
But no, I was gonna say it's very disheartening when like you're getting like you're like, oh yeah, I'll get a quarter pounder, and you like see him making it, it's like, pull it out of the tray, put
oh
it on.
Oh my
the...
god, yeah.
It's
I
like
saw ooh, the
but then
oh,
like you go to.
Oh, what are those trays? Please explain to me.
They're warming trays.
Well, basically the way it works is like you cook your burger, when it's cooked on the grill, it's not cooked all the way. It's cooked almost all the way. It's supposed to sit in that cabinet for 30 seconds to finish cooking.
For 30 seconds? Ew.
Well, because, I mean, that's how short it is when we eat done. It's almost done.
That's so disgusting.
Gross. But
because they go through so much meat, they have, like, a timer on it, though. So after a certain amount of time, it times out. It's not very long. But from what I've noticed, not everybody follows that.
What do you mean?
Maybe they just hit the timer and repress it.
I'm never eating at the one you used to work at ever again.
There's supposed to be
one.
Oh, God, I'm not eating there ever again.
Hold on, let me get this straight for people who are listening.
Don't go to McDonald's.
McDonald's is supposed to throw out the meat after it's been in there so long. And how long is it supposed to? Okay, let's just say we're having a...
15 minutes.
15 minutes is all? So it can only be in there for 15 minutes.
That's what I say.
Why? Because it gets overcooked? Wasteful.
It's already cooking, it dries out, and so it's no longer any good. But I mean, think how many people are starving, or even in America, starving. And we're just like sitting there picking food. And it's not just McDonald's, it's like every restaurant does that kind of stuff.
Well, here's the thing. I was sitting at work yesterday watching TV, and they had this news. You guys, this is disgusting.
Wait, you watched the news?
Somebody else was watching news, and I kind of had to watch it with them. I couldn't put my, I wanted to watch 16 and Pregnant, but they weren't going for it. Let's just say that they're over the age of 30.
Do you do anything at work?
I do.
You were watching CSI Miami, like, a while ago.
Well, I was actually watching the news.
Hey, you know that guy from How I Met Your Mother? He's on CSI Miami. I'm like, how do you know that? I wasn't watching it, if that's what you're asking, at work.
I saw a preview.
Okay, yeah, that's right. I saw it on commercial. No, I was at work and I was watching TV. So I'm watching this news thing, and the newscaster's like, she's like, I want you guys just to watch this clip for a second. And it's a clip of a bunch of kids in a giant dumpster, and like they're waddling through trash, and they're picking it up and they're putting it in like a giant truck bed thing. So they're taking this trash from the dumpster and moving it to the truck. And then the newscaster says, does it look like they're trying to clean up the environment? She's like, no, you'd be wrong. She's like, what's in those bags? And then they show a clip of it. It's food. And she's like, and if you think they're just doing it to make a point, she's like, no, they actually think it's good food. They're taking the food. They're taking this food from these dumpsters, putting it in this trunk, and they set up a charity foundation to feed the people whom are hungry from that garbage can. I think this is happening like Kentucky or somewhere like that.
That makes sense.
But they're feeding...
God, I hate that state so much.
They set up a charity to feed these people food from a garbage can that's been sitting there for God knows how long. Why not just take the food that technically should be thrown away that's still good, like the, you know... I don't know. Like, what kind of food gets thrown away that's
Dunkin'
bad?
Donuts. Like, I don't Dunkin' Donuts every morning. Like, at times, after it's so long, so old, customers get pissed off, they get a little donut, you know, so they have to pitch it. I know a guy that comes to McDonald's every Wednesday morning. He'll get the old donuts before it's on the way. Then he'll bring them over. I'm like, hey, want some donuts? Oh, yeah.
Right?
Three donuts.
Why don't restaurants, instead of just throwing it away and forcing people to create charitable foundations to feed the homeless from trash bins, which is probably disgusting. Why don't, like Panera, every evening they donate all of their bread that's a day, like throughout the day, all the leftover, and they give it to homeless shelters. Homeless people get to eat Panera bread, which is awesome. Why don't other restaurants do that? That's such a waste, and you're right. There's so many homeless and starving Americans.
Yeah. And like everywhere else, you know, everybody's like, oh, this place is starting. It's like, man, look at America. It's even starting to go downhill, too. Just because of the way we treat things.
Well, when I worked at Target, they have that cafe, it's a food avenue.
Yeah, I know you're talking about them.
And like, they have all that food there. And what they used to do is, like, if someone was getting close to, like, say it's like a pizza or like a hot dog, they would sample it out. They would just make samples, and then they would just give it out to people. Yeah, that was awesome. They stopped doing that, because Target's a bunch of fucking assholes, so.
You know, and you think about all the people, and it's not just the top tier people, like, well, this is the way I would run my company. No, it's, think about all the people that actually work in the industry. Like, you work at McDonald's, he worked at Target. God knows how many other people work at McDonald's and Walmart's and all the people that
see
all.
That's why we called before they were monkeys.
Well, just think of all these people that work at all these service industry in America is like the highest grossing, like there's like, you know what I'm saying? Like the service industry is the highest thing in America. And I think about how much of that is restaurants and how many people, underlings, watch this food being thrown away and actually throw this food away.
Well,
it's disheartening.
They don't like to do that, though. That's like I said, they actually leave in the cabinet longer just because
they don't want to throw out food and waste product.
Like, it still looks good. I'd still eat it.
Is there a reason why they do it? Because they don't want their customers to be pissed off? Or do they do it because the quality from the government says they have to do it?
A little bit of both, I think. Mostly it's a McDonald's thing. It's because they want to have consistency and fresh food constantly. That's pretty much why.
That kind of mentality is what's going to drag this country under. Yeah.
But everybody expects
it's already getting drove under
but
by Romney.
When you go to like fast food places like that, people treat like McDonald's employees, I don't know about anywhere else, but I'm sure it's probably the same. Like they're way below, you know. Because
what?
Like they're below. Like,
well, it's because you're a burger flipper, you're not worth anything.
I was a cart pusher and I was thought of as I was lower tier. And like I was even thought of being lower tier when I was working with other people at my job. They're like, oh yeah, you're lowest tier because you push carts. I'm like, I hold a walkie-talkie in my hand. You stand in a cash register, so go fuck off.
Yeah. You're right.
And this has turned like a very...
Well, it's a sad thing about... It is, but America, we don't have like a monarchy. We've never had a monarchy. So I think we have to overcompensate for that lack of... like history and stuff like that, so we create like social monarchies.
We create social classes, like say the rich, the middle class, the poor. Even though we don't have a monarchy anymore, we don't have a class system. We still have a class system.
We have a social system. You're worth nothing because you work at your burger flipper.
You're worth nothing because you are poor. You don't make enough of it.
Who will work like at a law firm is a little higher than you. But the fact is, like, What is that noise?
Who knows? Just keep going.
Squeaky?
Yeah.
All right, let's get off this, like, group. Like,
but, yeah.
You know, well, we need a new picture.
Why, our profile picture?
Yes.
Yes, and we do. And we also need a logo. I'm thinking we should do, like, a contest or something.
No, we have a guy commissioning doing a logo.
I want to call it Pint and Slice and see what they say.
Right.
Can we get a beer for a Whitman?
Man, I cannot wait for Three Rivers.
Where's that? She might be working at Three Rivers.
Oh, deep fried goodness. Because I saw there's... I saw this...
vegetarians.
Oh, I don't care. The San Diego County Fair had deep fried cereal. Trick cereal. Yeah. Oh my god, I'm excited. It's gonna fall on my 3-day. I don't care.
Alright.
It's gonna be his 3-day.
I'm gonna go I'm just gonna go to town on deep fried goodness. I'm gonna stick as much deep fried goodness in my mouth.
He's gonna grease
it. That sounds wrong.
It sounds so good.
He's gonna grease it up.
I'm gonna walk out of there sweating grease. Wow. I think that's the end of the podcast, though.
There's an end of this podcast?
I thought
it was a never-ending podcast. It goes on continuously. We just chime in.
I think we should just go out and... We should do just some random interviews when they're like, how do you feel about deep-fried butter? And just ask
random
people...
We're not the Onion News. I'm going to keep saying this. We're not the Onion News.
What the hell is the Onion News? I don't want to know. Let's just...
This is the end of our podcast this week. Tune in next week. We might have a new
person.
A new person. If we have this guy on a segment, I'm going to call it. Part of it is going to be called The Interrogation of Deacon Cole.
If he comes on here,
we shall scare him
away.
Well,
technically, it's more like he's going to be part of the team. He's going to be a new team member.
We're going to do a trial.
It's not going to be like it.
What we're going to have to do is we're going to have to shame him first. This is going to be like a fraternity.
He needs
we're going to shame him. We're going to make him do some ridiculous things.
We're going to haze him.
So, any one of those little fart.
What we need to do is you and me are going to get some robes, and then we're going to have some. We're going to have some steak.
I don't like where this is going.
Yeah, let's just...
This is going to get weird.
You turn the lights out. All right. See how it goes.
Tune in next week for our 10th episode. This has been Before There Were Monkeys podcast. I heard you one time to do the outro. And then you can hear it every time.
But it got erased. It was the last episode that no one could hear.
You're still being recorded. You know that, right?
That's cool.
Bye.